Joined here by Ronan Boyce. Ronan, we're at the Battleson's end of the season now, a big trip to Waterford. Last time down there, they were the victors, but you seem to have the upper hand with them this year, 2-1 at home. So you'll be hoping maybe they take the 3 points down there this week.
Aye, listen, I think last time we were down there, I think we let ourselves down. You know, it was probably one of our worst performances of the season, so now we're going down, knowing that, you know, we have to put that right this Friday. And it was back in April time, I think it was, but we're going down there to put that right, and you know, we're preparing hard all week and looking at their strengths and their weaknesses, and hopefully we can make a good account of ourselves.
Of course, before you went into the break, you've run a good run. You'll be hoping to continue that run now on Friday night as well. You know, that chase for Europe and that second spot is up for grabs, so you'll be hoping all guns blazing on Friday night.
I definitely think it's a massive game. You know, there's only 3 games left, and we want to get maximum points from the 3 games, and I think we know it's going to be a tough game, but we know if we play our strengths, you know, there's no reason why we can't go down there and get the 3 points.
Of course, Tiernan has said that every game's a cup game from here on, and do you feel like it is a cup game from here on?
Aye, definitely. I think it probably showed that over the last couple of weeks or month or so. You know, we're unbeaten in 5 or 6 and a couple of big results, and especially showing good character coming back from behind. So now we're treating every game massively, and we know how important it is to get this club back into European football. You know, we missed it massively this year, and you know, you're jealous watching other teams playing in Europe. So now that's the goal, to get there, I said, and to catch Europa League or Conference League, whatever it is, next season.
Of course, last time out was Sligo. What a game. Did you think at any stage in that game that you weren't going to get that goal?
No, to be fair, I thought we were going to nick one, because it was probably a dominant performance by us. I think we were very good in the game, and you know, it was probably just when we kept knocking, and finally we got the breakthrough. And not on the pitch, we never felt like that. We kept going and going, and I think the main man again, Mickey Duffy, steps up and delivers game, which he's been doing all season.
Of course, you said the main man, Mickey's in double figures this year between league and cup, but you know, it's a team that. Team's not just built one man, and at this moment in time, you seem to all to be just fighting for each other.
Ah, exactly. I think, you know, it's a great group in there. You know, it's a great change for me. Everybody gets home, everybody I know, and we're all fighting for each other, and we're fighting for the club as well. You know, that's the main thing. The club pay our wages to give everything on a Friday night. So that's what we're all doing, and you know, we're trying just finish as high as we can now.
Of course, the 12th man. Is always a big factor, those fans. How important are they to use for these next 3 games?
Oh, they're massive. I think, I know it's only one home game left, but they've been brilliant against Sligo there. It went mental when we got the last minute winner. So I think it's been massive. And they're massive all year, and ever since I've been involved in the club, they've always been brilliant. And I said it before, there's no place like it when the place is rocking. So, and we'll need them again probably. I know there's two tough away runs, but I'm sure some will travel, which is brilliant, and I'm sure the home game against Shamrock Rovers will be rocking again as well.
Thank you, Ronan, and good luck.